Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Would you please be seated? Have you ever stopped to wonder where your money goes? Surveys say the average American spends about $69 a month on streaming services. If you do the math, that's more than 2 hours of the median household's full-time income. 2 hours of your life traded away for moving pictures on a screen. And that's just streaming. Add in subscriptions, fast food, drinks, games, little Amazon purchases, and it all slips away. We sit and watch shows. We scroll our phones. We while our evenings away. And then we wake up asking, why can't I ever get enough? Why do I always feel short? Short on money, short on time, short on peace. That's the question I want us to hold today. Why don't we feel like we have enough? Our readings point us toward an answer. So we'll look first at how anxiety drives us to squander God's riches. Second, at how Jesus invests God's riches in us. And how, finally, we are called to invest God's riches in others. The collect for today puts it bluntly. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. It's easy to be anxious about things that are passing away. Money, time, jobs, appearances. We try to hold on to them so tightly. And the tighter we grip, the more they slip through our fingers. The prophet Jeremiah knew that feeling. In our Old Testament reading, he cries out, "Is the Lord in Zion? Is her king not in her? His people are in ruins." And he wonders, "Has God abandoned us?" The psalmist echoes the same anxiety. He remembers sins, confesses weakness, and pleads for God's mercy. That's the lectionary background for our gospel reading today, for Jesus' parable in Luke. Jesus tells of a steward, someone entrusted with all his master's property. The steward should have been faithful. Instead, he squandered what wasn't his. Word gets back to the master, who calls him to account. "Give me an accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer." The steward wasted the master's riches. He let anxiety for himself, his position and comfort, determine how he used them. Isn't that exactly how anxiety works in us? We don't binge watch Netflix because we love glowing rectangles, right? We do it because we're tired, or lonely, or afraid to face what's really weighing on us. We don't overspend because we need one more thing. We do it because we're anxious about being left behind or left out. We don't cram our schedules full because we're so productive. We do it because the silence feels unbearable. Anxiety drives us to squander what God has entrusted to us. And yet, here is the gospel. Where we squander, Jesus invests. St. Paul writes, "For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all." Jesus doesn't squander. He doesn't waste. He pays the ransom price with his own life. He buys us back from Satan, sin, and death. Think about that word mediator. Jesus faces us on behalf of God the Father and faces God the Father on our behalf. He stands in the gap, carrying our anxieties, our sins, our squandered lives, and mediates God's mercy to us. And what does God want for us through this mediator? St. Paul says it clearly. He wants that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. Not frantic, not anxious, not endlessly scrolling and streaming and spending, but quiet, peaceable, dignified. Where we let anxiety waste the gift, Jesus invests God's riches in us. He gives us mercy instead of condemnation, peace instead of anxiety, abundance instead of scarcity. He pours out grace and entrusts it to us. So what do we do with what we've been given? Let's look again at the steward. At first, he squanders on himself, but when the crisis comes, he finally acts shrewdly. He uses the master's wealth to reduce debts and build relationships. Something I was thinking about while I was standing out there. It's not that the manager stopped squandering his master's property. He stopped squandering it on himself and started squandering it on the people who needed relief, the people who needed to be brought into relationship, the people who needed to be friends. He takes what isn't his and leverages it for the sake of others. And surprisingly, the master commends him. Now, I don't think Jesus is telling us to cheat and lie. What he's saying is this: stop squandering on yourself and start investing. Use what's been entrusted to you to build up others. That's what makes us faithful stewards. Paul fleshes this out in 1 Timothy. He says, "I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions." In other words, invest your words. Don't squander them on gossip or complaints. Spend them in prayer, in encouragement, in blessing. He also says, "I was appointed a herald and an apostle." That's what we are too. Heralds of God's riches. Apostles sent to share what we've been given. God entrusts us with time, money, words, energy, not to hoard or squander, but to pour out. So what does it look like in daily life? When we're tempted to watch just one more episode, maybe it's time to pick up the phone and check on a friend. When we feel the urge to spend just to feel better, maybe it's time to redirect those dollars to someone in real need. When we feel like we don't have enough, maybe it's time to remember that Jesus has already invested more than enough in each one of us. Investing God's riches in others is how we discover that God has given us more than we could ever ask or imagine. So why do we feel like we never have enough? Because anxiety drives us to squander. But Jesus Christ has already ransomed us. He has mediated God's mercy to us. He has entrusted us with grace upon grace. That's why the Collect calls us to love things heavenly and hold fast to those that endure. It's why Paul calls us to prayer for all. It's why Jesus says, whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. Friends, the good news is this. You are not left to your own anxious squandering. Jesus is the faithful steward. He has invested in you. He has made you his treasure. And because of him, you already have more than enough. So here's the invitation this week. Pay attention. Notice where anxiety pushes you to squander, and instead choose to invest. Invest your time, your money, your prayers, your energy in someone else. And in doing so, you will find what Jesus promised. True riches. The kind that endure forever. In the name of God, Father, Son, and in Holy Spirit, Amen.